Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hello, my name is Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for all of our newbie learners. If you're just starting out, this is the perfect lesson for you, and it's very useful because we're calling an ambulance.
That's right. We really hope you don't need to use this lesson, but it's always useful to know the right words, right?
Right, yeah. You never know when you're going to need it.
You never know. So the keyword is emergencia.
Emergencia. All right, very similar to English. This means
emergency.
Emergency. All right, so we have an emergencia today. Why don't we listen to our dialogue and we'll be back to explain some words.
Dialogue, first time.
Sala de emergencias.
Necesito una ambulancia.
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposa no respira.
Second time.
Sala de emergencias.
Necesito una ambulancia.
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposa no respira.
Third time.
Sala de emergencias.
Necesito una ambulancia.
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposa no respira.
All right, we're back. So now, Liliana, why don't you take us with a line-by-line translation?
Sala de emergencias.
Emergency room.
Sala de emergencias.
Emergency room.
Sala de emergencias. Necesito una ambulancia.
I need an ambulance.
Necesito una ambulancia.
I need an ambulance.
Necesito una ambulancia. ¿Qué pasa?
What's wrong?
¿Qué pasa?
What is it?
¿Qué pasa? Mi esposa no respira.
My wife, she's not breathing.
Mi esposa no respira.
My wife, she's not breathing.
Mi esposa no respira.
Okay, so kind of dramatic.
It is.
Very quick, though. He's calling for an ambulance because his wife's not breathing.
No respira.
Okay, so why don't we go back to the first line? How do we say emergency room?
Sala de emergencias.
So I think this is a person picking up the phone, right, and saying like emergency room,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's why it's a very short sentence, and they're just basically saying emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Can we mix up sala with something else? Because sala is like a room or a space, right?
Yeah, sala can be a living room.
A living room as well, right?
Exactly. So if you just say sala, it means your living room. But you can say sala de televisión.
So that's like your TV room.
Mm-hmm. Sala de juegos.
So it's a game room. Okay, so you can mix it up with other things, but in this case, it's sala de emergencias. Now, what does the person need?
Necesito una ambulancia.
Okay, so we have a verb there, necesitar. In this case, it's in the first person singular, necesito.
It means I need.
I need. And what do you need?
Una ambulancia.
Okay, so the article there is very important. En ambulance, una ambulancia, one ambulance.
And as you can see, it's feminine. It's la ambulancia.
Right, exactly. So very, very similar words. Emergency, emergencia, very near, very close to English. Ambulancia, ambulance, very close to English. What else do we have?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? All right, you've probably seen this show on Spanish, but ¿qué pasa?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What's wrong? What's up?
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué means what? Pasa is the verb pasar. To happen. Something is happening. So, ¿qué pasa? You cannot say it in English, what is happening? You can say what is wrong or what is it? Right.
Okay, so in Spanish, if you want to know what's happening, what's wrong, or what's going on, you would say ¿qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Right? If your dad walks into the house and everyone's making noise and yelling, he would say
¿qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa aquí? What's going on here? All right, so what's wrong?
Mi esposa.
So we have here the possessive pronoun, my, me.
Mi esposa.
So my wife. And what's wrong with the wife?
No respira.
No respira. Translating literally, we would say not breathe, right? If you wanted to put it in the gerund form, what would you say?
No está respirando.
Okay. Is not breathing. No está respirando. But you can just say it in the simple present, is not breathing.
No respira.
No respira.
Or you can also say, dejó de respirar.
She stopped breathing.
Dejó is the verbo dejar, which is like to stop. And, well, this is in the past. It's a little bit more advanced, but you can do it. It's Spanish.
Okay.
It's easy.
So there are many different ways that you can mix this up. In this case, we are presenting it in the simple present, so there's not much room for mistake. But if you want to mix it up, you can also as well. All right, so I think that was really useful and interesting. Why don't we listen to the dialogue again, and we'll be back shortly.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Sala de emergencias?
¡Necesito una ambulancia!
¿Qué pasa?
¡Mi esposa no respira!
Second time.
¿Sala de emergencias?
¡Necesito una ambulancia!
¿Qué pasa?
¡Mi esposa no respira!
Third time.
¿Sala de emergencias?
¡Necesito una ambulancia!
¿Qué pasa?
¡Mi esposa no respira!
All right, we're back. So in this case, this person was explaining what he needed, right? So he said, I need an ambulance. Now, why don't we give a couple of different examples using necesito.
Necesito dormir.
I need to sleep.
Necesito comer.
I need to eat.
Necesito bailar.
I need to dance.
Necesito beber.
I need to drink. All right, so as you can see, you just use necesito and another verb directly. You don't need an article like in English. I need to sleep. I need to something, right? You just say necesito bailar, necesito dormir. But if you want to specify a quantity, then you need an article. Necesito una ambulancia. Necesito una novia. I need a girlfriend. Okay.
So have you ever called an ambulance?
I have. I have called an ambulance. I've called the fire department. I've called an ambulance. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, many times.
Many? Okay, yeah, but you were working in...
in the police.
In the police thing. No, I'm talking about you, like,
personally,
in your house.
No. My dad did have to call an ambulance for himself, though. That was really weird. He was hang gliding off the coast of L.A., and when he was landing, he kind of crashed, and he couldn't move. So he had his cell phone on his in his pocket, so he just took it out, called an ambulance, and... You know, paramedics came by and picked him up because he had fractured his femur.
No way.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then he called somebody else to come and like pick up his glider. And then he just called my mom like 3 hours later when he was already in the hospital just to tell her that to not worry that, you know, he's got to get some surgery. But you know how they are. They exaggerate things and they want to keep me here overnight.
That is so Latino thing to do, man. My dad is the same. He has to be almost like dying to go to the hospital. And then he's like, oh, it's okay. It's no problem.
Yeah.
It's completely different that, you know, Americans, they do like every year they do a checkup.
Yeah.
And they... Latinos, we don't, man.
Yeah. That's why actually the comedian George Lopez makes fun of Americans because he's like, you know, they take the dog to the vet. It's like, we don't even go to the doctor. We're not going to take the dog to the vet. It's like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's true. It's true. That's very Latino culture. It's bad, though.
It's bad, yeah.
We should change it. But anyway, so we hope you don't have to use this lesson, but I think it's still useful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have any other questions or doubts, just come to SpanishPod.com.
All right. We'll see everyone there.
Bye.
Bye.